With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump today addressing a huge rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, encouraging everyone to get out and vote.
For the sake of our families, for the sake of our children, we will keep on going. And as the expression goes, I mean, I'm a little embarrassed to say it, to be honest with you, but I'm going to say it because a lot of people do say it. We will fight, fight, fight.
When President Biden ended his 2024 campaign in July and endorsed Kamala Harris, he pledged to be out and about the country campaigning for her to succeed him. But since then, Biden has attended just one minor campaign event for her. Oil prices climbed this week as unrest in the Middle East escalated. Iran launched missiles at Israel and the Israelis threatened retaliation, raising the possibility of a disruption on the flow of oil from the region. A jump in oil prices automatically spurs a fear of spike in gasoline prices, but experts see reasons that may not happen. Also at SRNnews.com, cleanup and rescue efforts are expected to continue for some time in the wake of Helene's devastation. Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is claiming that FEMA is running low of funds and can't fully cope with a job. On the Salem Media Group program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Mayorkas is flat out wrong.
Before Congress left Washington last Wednesday, a week ago, we provided over $20 billion additional dollars to FEMA to ensure that they had the necessary resources to respond to the storm that was imminent at that time. They do have the funding, and the White House and its team, Biden, Harris, and Secretary Mayorkas at DHS, have failed in the immediate response.
Residents are hoping and praying that Tropical Storm Milton turns out to be a dud, but the storm is gaining strength in the Gulf of Mexico, and the National Hurricane Center says Milton will likely strengthen into a hurricane and bring back the risk of life-threatening impacts to Florida. This is SRN News. A new study on persecution and corruption. SRN's Michael Harrington.
It comes from International Christian Concern, and it concludes that repression of believers in a country almost always goes hand in hand with gross political corruption. The report points out that, quote, both corruption and religious persecution present substantial challenges to global stability, justice, and the protection of human rights. ICC says if the international community wants to improve conditions for hundreds of millions of people around the globe, it needs to address these problems in tandem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian school is honored by a national magazine. U.S. News and World Report has announced its 2025 top college rankings, and Hillsdale College was named 50th among national liberal arts schools. Hillsdale has been ranked in the top 100 best liberal arts colleges by U.S. News and World Report each year since 2013. It's also been recognized by Forbes and the Princeton Review. This is SRN News. Two senators have asked the Justice Department to take tougher action against Boeing executives for safety issues that have impacted its airplanes.
In a letter, Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut urged the department to, quote, hold criminally accountable executives who disregarded passenger safety in violation of federal law. The senator's letter comes ahead of a federal hearing next week over Boeing's agreement to plead guilty to conspiracy in connection with its 737 MAX. Two of those planes crashed, killing a combined total of 346 people.
Correspondent Jeremy House. It's a game that's left a lot of people scratching their heads thinking, what happened? What happened is Vanderbilt has stunned number one ranked Alabama 40-35 for the Commodores' first win over the nation's top ranked team. Vanderbilt came in Saturday having lost all 60 games. Alabama had just moved to the top of the AP top 25 after an emotional win over Georgia. This is SRN News.